Let's pick up Linda in Arlington, Texas, and she's got a daughter that's got a problem there. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so what's going on with your daughter?
She had been about 100 pounds overweight.
Okay.
She lost the weight. She did very well. She exercised. She did it by exercise.
Good.
And diet.
Good.
Controlling her calorie intake.
Okay.
And that stayed off for about a year and no problems. And she was exercising very, very hard.
Okay. Was she sweating a lot during this exercise?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sweating excessively.
Okay. That is an issue. If you don't replete with salt, the good salt, that would be, an air-dried sea salt, not a heated salt. Okay? And if she didn't do that, she may have lost HCL. And then we can get into all kinds of bugs coming in through the food. So that's a tough one.
Well, she developed the middle toe on one of her feet swelled,
okay.
Hurt, and would not stop.
Okay.
She went to a traditional doctor, and they tried cortisone injections in the knuckle. That didn't help. And then the next toe, the middle toe on the other foot swelled.
Okay.
And now it's gone to her big toe, and finally she found a medical doctor that said, do you have psoriasis? And she had developed a small patch in her hair. So now I've got her on the HCL detox.
A good step, but first of all, how old is she?
She's 32.
Yeah. See, at her age, she should be able to make plenty of HCL. The reason she wouldn't is the heavy sweating. She lost the salt. It's the chloride fraction of the salt the body uses to make hydrochloric acid. So the first thing I'd want to do with her is get, how much does she weigh now?
Approximately 180.
180, okay. So she needs probably a good 1 to 1.5 teaspoons per day of an air-dried sea salt. It's not going to have her gain weight or anything, so tell her not to worry. And it, what I would do is start out the day with, oh, maybe 1.5 teaspoons mixed in about 24 ounces of purified water, and just drink that down when she first gets up. That should elicit a good bowel movement, and it should also very quickly replete the salt. Now, if she's unable to exercise like she had been,
she can't.
What I would then do is cut this down to about a teaspoon after, I'd cut it down after about 14 days, okay? Now, we've got that going. Now, if there is indeed psoriasis, the most important thing is to eliminate any trans fatty acids in the diet. And I got to say, this is becoming quite a sporting event. The supermarkets have products that say zero trans fats and still say partially hydrogenated oil. To me, we got a square circle going here. It's not possible. So if the product says trans fatty acids or partially hydrogenated oil, she should not be eating it, because we know the incidence of psoriasis has gone from 8% in America to 28% with the introduction of hydrogenated trans fatty acids. Okay? So they would have to be stomped out like peanut butter, where the oil doesn't come to the top, like crackers, like cookies, like almost any processed food that you buy in the mortuary, the supermarket, where all the dead food lies in state, almost all of them do this, and it's really a tragedy. Even with all the public outcry, they keep making this junk. Hopefully it's going to stop soon, but she cannot eat it. That would be step number two. So number one, we replete salt so she's got her own HCL. Number two, we eliminate trans fatty acids, okay?
Okay.
Number three, we've now got to go to work on the liver, because the psoriasis and possibly any of the bone and joint pain that might be associated with it can be linked to a defect at fumaric acid in the citric acid cycle at the liver. So the first thing we want to do is get this liver back to track. So the first thing I would do is put her on reishi, and at her body size, a minimum of 12, ideally about 15 caps per meal. And she's going to need to do this for about 2 to 4 months. Okay? And what should happen is in about 3 weeks, she'll notice that those little guys are starting to improve. Now, the toes that you talked about were toes that are not typically associated with the liver. The great toe is directly associated with the liver. The other toes suggest to me that we started out with a digestive problem, and it's advanced due to chemical insult and due to toxic food hitting the liver. So she would also benefit a great deal by doing a little bit of a gallbladder liver cleansing, which means she'd go on something called gallbladder nano detox. And at her body weight, about 4 teaspoons per day in about 16 ounces of water. And to that, I would add 1 to 2 teaspoons of the Max Stress B. This will upregulate phase 1, phase 2 liver detoxification, and so it'll let the liver dump all the junk. Now, on the gallbladder nano, this is typically used 16 weeks. After 3 weeks, you start doing 2 coffee enemas per week. Now, you'll do that for 13 weeks. Boy, does that make the skin, the hair, the whole body look wonderful. But more important, it should eliminate the patch of psoriasis, Lord willing, and hopefully, by detoxing these pathways, the bone and joint issues will also be reconciled. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
And I can call into the order line, and they'll have your notes.
They'll have my notes. Yep, okay. I went kind of fast, but they got them all here. Okay? Make notes on all that stuff. And good luck. Give me a call in about 6 weeks, and let me know how she's doing.
Okay.
And
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
You're going to love what happens. But, you know, remember this. Whenever there's an adversity and we meet it by giving the body the nutrients it needs to heal itself, we can take adversity to our advantage. So have her look on the bright side of this guy. It's a little warning, but she could have many, many more good years of advanced life when she learns how to take care of herself. Okay?
Yes, I appreciate that very much.
I'll tell you, it's been true for me. I mean, I would say genetically, I got the worst deck in the family, yet I'd say at this point, as the years go by, I am a shining star of health compared to the rest of the family, who had a much better gene deck starting out than me.
Well, you have really helped me.
Well, that's wonderful.
I've been listening to you, and I just ran across you by accident, but it has truly helped.
Well, I don't believe there are any accidents, although things appear to be accidents,
yes, right?
Well, I'm glad I've been able to help you, and I'm certainly hopeful that this will do wonders for your daughter and also change the way she views eating and living. And there's a document called Menu Ideas. I'd urge you to get a copy of that and have her learn how to make buckwheat, because buckwheat allows anybody, even people who can't digest beans, to get sulfur. Sulfur is one of the main antidotes to all the junk in our air, water, and food. Okay?
I just recently bought it for myself so I can share it with her.
Wonderful. Okay, kiddo. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye now.